Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Shocking Blue bringing us back. 17 till. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to take our poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend, senior partner with Tatum LLC. And that's TatumLLC.com, right, Sam?
Yes, Tatum, TatumLLC.com.
Check it out. Sam's going to tell us about that a little bit more later on. Sam, we're talking about your survey of economic condition, the Tatum survey of business conditions, I should say. And we just talked in the previous segment about the overall business condition, the overall outlook, kind of sideways for December, but green arrow pointing upward for the next 60 days. Order backlogs, you gave us a touch of that in the last segment. The order backlogs is your strongest element this month, aren't they?
Well, it's quite strong. Of average respondents, some 37% reported an improvement in backlogs in the last 30 days compared to 31% a month ago. And the percentage of our respondents reporting lower backlogs dropped to 10% from 12% a month ago. So it looks really good for what occurred during the month of December. And looking out the next 60 days, those who expected higher backlogs went up a great deal to 55% from 49%. And the will worsen percentage dropped significantly from 9% to only 3%. So to us, it looks really good on the backlogs.
I predicted that in 2010, one of my predictions was that the economy would grow at less than 3%, between 2 and 3% GDP, and that's exactly what happened. It was above 2.5, I think, by the end of the year. But for 2011, I predicted that the GDP would be over 3%.
Yeah.
And I like seeing these order backlogs because that's starting to look like maybe I'm going to be right about that one. What do you think?
Well, I think so. So that your listeners understand, order backlogs represent orders that have come in and have not yet been delivered. Sometimes it applies to manufacturing, sometimes to services being rendered, for example, by consulting companies putting in systems and so forth. So it's really tangible, and we think that starting off the year like this is good omen, at least for the very near term.
Right. Another area is in the area of capital expenditures, and again, I thought it's very common for people to be loading up on putting capital items in service at the end of the year so they can get some tax credits for it, especially with some of the current opportunities from a Section 179 standpoint. But apparently, that really didn't happen in December, did it?
Well, we have, not to use the big word, but a bifurcation on this. Those of our respondents who said they committed more on capital equipment actually increased from 21% to 25%. But also, there was an increase in those of our respondents who committed less on capital equipment. That went from 16% up to 19%. So that's why we say it's flat, but it actually there was an increase in both those who said they spent more and those who said they spent less, or at least committed less.
But 60 days out, that's a red arrow. What's going on there?
Yeah, I think it's a temporary thing, and it must be having to do with year end, the beginning of the new fiscal year. We think that may be a factor, seasonal factor, because capital expenditures commitments have been tracking upward month after month after month.
You think it's just a breather?
I think it's a breather, and it may be a seasonal thing. I'm not too concerned about that. I think if people are committing more and more to both increasing their efficiencies, and now because of the upturn in the economy, are starting to do deferred projects. And I think this is a temporary phenomenon.
Let's connect our capital availability to this one, because you can't talk about capital expenditure plans without talking about the availability of capital to fund those plans.
Yes. The outlook for capital availability and pricing, it's a kind of a combination of the two. We're down both looking at the past 30 days and looking out for 60 days. We're in a period of rising interest rates, and that's of some concern. Normally, if you're in a period of where interest rates are starting to rise, which they're doing in connection with rising expectations for inflation, and in fact, rising inflation in everything except for housing, then people sometimes will accelerate their programs so as to get them in and financed before interest rates go any higher. But we have some concern. The availability has remained very tight, and the price is rising. So we have our respondents have some concern there.
In the small business sector, Sam, the demand for loans are still down.
Yeah. Well, that's fortunate. Businesses are accumulating cash, a lot of them, but because they're not growing so fast. When they get growing faster, their need for cash will go up.
There's still this phenomenon of deleveraging going on across the globe right now, though, isn't there?
It is, but both at the corporate and the personal level.
Yeah, on the private, exactly. Sam, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about employment or maybe unemployment. After these messages, Tyndale, stay with us. Sam Norwood and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.